This morning our scripture reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 14. John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
I'm not Tim, but I've been given the charge to kind of increase your prayer life this morning, that you pray that he gets back safe. We've been on vacation this week. That means that I haven't heard anybody talking about how short my lesson ought to be or what I ought to speak on. But I'm sure I'll hear a little bit about it. I have something that I worked on around CYC. We go every year for a planning meal. Most of the time it's myself and Dale and Mark and David and Keith. And they ask us to bring topics on what we think maybe the summer youth series ought to be about. I sat down and worked on this quite a bit leading up to this meal about what our young people have to go through with trying to figure out who they are and what they are. It bothers me a lot that some of our young people are told that they're nothing, that they're insignificant. So what I titled this lesson was My Identity, or An Identity Crisis. Who am I? You could even put in there, what am I? Those of us that have been baptized, buried in Christ's blood, raised anew, we have something that we are. There are a lot of I ams in the Bible. John chapter 1 verse 12. There's only 10 points to my lesson. And each point was designed to be about 15 to 20 minutes long. So that should put us just shy of 3 hours. I think we can make it. But in John chapter 1, verse 12, I am God's child. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We have the ability to know that we are loved because he has called us his children. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27 says, now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. I am a member of Christ's body. First Corinthians 1 verse 30, I am redeemed. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. I'm Christ's friend. Yes, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. Excuse me. The servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. That's John 15, verses 14 and 15. I'm an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, and we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We know that because Jesus Christ died for us, this is not proper English, but we are not nothing. Our young people are not nothing. Our older folks are not nothing, because Christ wouldn't die for nothing. God loved us. God gave his only son. I am raised up with Christ. Colossians 2, verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. The old man passed away, raised to walk in newness of life. I am a holy temple. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We know from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, that we are salt. We're also light. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are light of the world. A city that has been set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, Mark Wright prays, and he a lot of the times includes that we be a light on the hill. This is what Mark's talking about. We're not to be hidden. We're supposed to let our light shine, because we are light. We spoke about this morning in the young men's class. We're studying the life of Jesus. And we have just finished chapter 4 of Matthew. And the first disciples were called. And I said something about being careful using the word called. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, it talks about being called. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but thou be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. We're to be set apart, called. I am victorious. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 to 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. These I ams go on and on. This morning, we walked back here. My knees were shaking more. So I've spoken on Father's Day. I've spoken on what we call Easter. And thought I had been prepared. This morning, what I could say I am was nervous. I don't know why any more significance I placed on myself this morning, and I don't know. This is not something that I take lightly to stand before you, and it's not something that I take for granted. But I sat there and I sang, and I thought about what I was put in charge of doing for you today. And being a Christian, we're to have confidence. And confidence can come from the verse that Brother Charlie read for us. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way where I am going. Confidence comes from knowing that God loves us. Even though we have our troubles, we got pain, sickness, death. But we have confidence knowing that Christ will come again. Now, we have these things, I think, to make us lean more on God. It's easy to lose sight of that. Because we think we can handle everything that comes our way, and sometimes we don't need the help of God, or we don't need Christ's blood. But without it, we're lost. We don't have any confidence, no hope, no salvation, no redemption, no salt. No light, no victory. Same chapter, John 14, verse 6. There's another I am. Maybe the most important I am. Thomas had been speaking to Jesus in verse 5. He said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This morning, you can be. That's what am is. It's a form of be. All these things that I said that I am. I'm not always. I'm not always confident. I'm not always the example, the salt, the light. But I always have hope. You know who I am. I'm David and Pam's oldest son. I'm Mandy's husband, Eli and Callie's daddy. But I am something. I'm something to God because God gave his son, and he is the way. This morning, maybe you're not. Maybe you want to be. We have opportunity. This is what church is for. It's not to be judged. It's to be loved by your brothers and sisters. To feel the love of God, knowing that he has blessed us with an opportunity to come together. There's no greater blessing than knowing that God loves you. This morning you can be confident that you will be met by your church family if you have need. If you haven't been baptized into the blood of Christ, you have an opportunity to be raised. You can stand in front of a body of God's people, and you can give the great confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's obedience. We have confidence that God will forgive us because he told us he would. And even more importantly, our sins are blotted out. He's not like me. He don't remember after you come forward and repent. He forgets. That's hard for us to do. We carry it around, probably forever, because that's just the way we think we ought to be. We have a sense of unworthiness. But God forgives us because he said he will. This morning, if you have been baptized and you don't feel that you are, you also have an opportunity to come back to your first love. We sing a song, we stand and extend what we call an invitation. We call it an opportunity. We have the opportunity to be. When you're raised with Christ, all you need to be is a Christian. That's all that we should be. Nothing more, nothing less should you be called other than a Christian. What does that mean? Christ-like. A member of his body. You're added to the church. This morning, if you have a need, we have a song prepared. The opportunity is yours. If you need the opportunity, please come as we stand and as we sing.